Augustine, Confessions, translated by Henry Chadwick. Excerpts from Book 10. Chapter 6, Paragraph 8. My love for you, Lord, is not an uncertain feeling, but a matter of conscious certainty. With your word you pierced my heart, and I loved you. But heaven and earth and everything in them on all sides tell me to love you. Nor do they cease to tell everyone that they are without excuse. But at a profounder level you will have mercy on whom you will have mercy, and will show pity on whom you will have pity. Otherwise heaven and earth would be uttering your praises to the deaf. But when I love you, what do I love? It is not physical beauty, nor temporal glory, nor the brightness of light dear to earthly eyes, nor the sweet melodies of all kinds of songs, nor the gentle odor of flowers, and ointments, and perfumes, nor manna or honey, nor limbs welcoming the embraces of the flesh. It is not these I love when I love my God. Yet there is a light I love, and a food, and a kind of embrace when I love my God, a light, voice, odor, food, embrace of my inner man, where my soul is floodlit by light which space cannot contain, where there is sound that time cannot seize, where there is a perfume which no breeze disperses, where there is a taste for food no amount of eating can lessen, and where there is a bond of union that no satiety can part. That is what I love when I love my God. Chapter 27, Paragraph 38. Late have I loved you, beauty so old and so new, late have I loved you. And see, you were within, and I was in the external world and sought you there, and in my unlovely state, I plunged into those lovely created things which you made. You were with me, and I was not with you. The lovely things kept me far from you, though if they did not have their existence in you, they had no existence at all. You called and cried out loud and shattered my deafness. You were radiant and resplendent. You put to flight my blindness. You were fragrant, and I drew in my breath and now pant after you. I tasted you, and I feel but hunger and thirst for you. You touched me, and I am set on fire to attain the peace which is yours.